Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to tell you that we, specifically I, enjoyed listening to that Lars, the Norwegian, that you just had on your TV show there.
The radio.
While I was on hold, I enjoyed that. I couldn't believe he doesn't even own a car. Doesn't even own a car.
Amazing.
With all that ice up there in Norwegia, you would think that he would at least own the most popular all-wheel drive truck in Norway.
What kind of car is that?
The Fjord F-150.
Yeah, you would think he would have one of those.
Thank you. No, I loved hearing Lars, and I'm honored that the World Cup is here, and we do. And I'm loving all these tourist dollars that are pouring in here, and I'm letting the traffic feed my excitement. but I am so ready to get all these foreigners out of my stadium.
Oh, come on, Jerry.
I am. I'm sorry.
I need to say it.
I know it's not politically correct, but I love all this parking money they're giving me, but I don't like that the stadium has lost that American stadium smell.
Oh,
I mean, now it smells like socialism and body odor and Brexit. I don't know what the
Brexit
is. Private.
Well, everyone's having a good time. Your stadium looks nice. It's got natural grass on it.
Well, I've made over $6 billion on the World Cup being here, but I'm pissed that this FIFA has made so many humiliating demands on me.
Huh.
They made me change the name of the stadium.
Yeah.
They made me raise that field up.
Right.
They messed up my field level suites.
Temporarily.
I even had to turn over my owner's parking space to that stupid FIFA president in case he decides he wants to show up.
Oh, man.
I'm having to park way far away and paying $200.
See, it's not much fun, is it?
And they made me tint my end zone windows.
Yes, thank God.
And if you don't think I'm not stripping that off as soon as them foreigners leave, you're nuts.
Just leave it for your football team.
No, uh-uh.
Why?
I'm going to use an ammonia-based window cleaner on them and ruin that whole window tint. It's going to bubble up like an old RX-7. Don't strip it off. No, but I'm swearing my revenge on soccer from here on out. I'm tired of the soccer thing. Let's get back to real football. Real football.
Well, just enjoy it for a few more weeks, and then it'll be football season.
Although I have to say, I'm going to get shoddy to institute a soccer-style defense for the Cowboys.
Huh. Yeah?
Can you imagine holding every opponent to 1 point? This is going to be great.
It'd be pretty amazing.
I don't think it applies, but okay, yeah.
This is a very momentum day.
Momentous?
Very momentum day. I'm calling you guys from my mobile phone for a very special reason.
What's that?
I'm calling to offer to come into the studio every day next week in studio to unveil my plan to finally pass the GM job off to a qualified outside party.
Whoa, man.
Now, this is a very difficult decision, but I know the Cowboy fans are frustrated with me and my stubbornness to hang on to the GM reins. Well, in next week's exclusive 5-part in-studio series, only with the Musers, I will finally release the Cowboys to the football authorities and win you guys another Super Bowl.
Well, we have some bad news. We're on summer vacation next week.
Well, then screw that. The deal's off.
Oh no!
Yeah. Maybe we'll.
I'm holding on to the Cowboys to the bitter end, and I will continue to refuse to win a playoff game just to spite the fans.
Oh man!
You had your chance.
We blew it. Maybe we'll come back so you'll do that.
Where are y'all going on your summer vacation?
Yeah. Well, we're getting out of town a couple different ways.
You're not going together?
No.
I knew y'all hated each other.
No, it's not that at all.
I knew it. Did you know that my half-daughter, Veruca, is being taken to Disney World for the first time by her half-mother gate agent.
She's your full daughter and her mother's full daughter.
And we almost got through the visit without
Did you know about that story, George?
Yes.
That I had a fake daughter with a woman who scanned my boarding pass.
She's not a fake daughter.
We got to go so we can get all the spots in this hour. We got
to
go.
And back then, I don't think so. I gave her a 10% tip, but I didn't realize that that last 10% is the part where that baby batter
disbanded.
Okay,
stop it,
Jerry.
Now I'm down over $2 million in a Range Rover. So
okay, we got to get.
By the way, I think that was long enough ago where she didn't scan your boarding pass.
Well, I love you both, and guess what I did this week? I poured one out for Gunner this week, Giorgio.
Oh, that's nice.
Thanks, Jerry.
Not the good stuff. Not my Johnny Walker Blue.
Well, that's okay. That's all right.
I poured out some rot gut, the stuff I let New Roosevelt drink. So long live the good retriever, number one, Silver Lab, Gunnar.
Oh, thank you, Jerry. I appreciate that. Have a happy summer.
You have a happy summer, too.
Okay, we'll see you. There goes Jerry.